Good morning, Sean.
Hey, thanks for taking a couple of minutes. Really appreciate it. So the St. Albert International Children's Festival is all set to go May 30th through June 2nd. When my girls were little, this was one of their favorite few days. They absolutely loved it. I don't know if it was for the shows or for the lemonade that had that huge chunk of lemon in it, but my gosh, we had a great time.
Absolutely. Yeah, we try to cover everything that will surprise and delight a child, from performances to lemonade.
And of course, they were saying, you're going to take us out of school, right? I'm like, yes, I'll be taking you out of school. But the thing that I love about the Children's Festival is that they're going to have some fun, but they're going to learn at the same time, and they might not even know they're learning a little bit.
Absolutely. And a lot of them do come with schools, and my son comes with his school, but then I take him back again on the weekend and hit all the things that he missed with the school.
How many years has the International Children's Festival been around?
This is our 43rd year.
Oh my gosh. Yep. You haven't been around since the beginning,
obviously. No, I haven't. At the very beginning, it took place in Edmonton, in Churchill Square, in the Citadel. City of St. Albert took it over about 30 years ago.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what you've got new for this year.
Fantastic. Well, we have some really exciting shows coming all the way from Ireland and the U.S.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got a great show called Grimm's, which is updated takes on fairy tales.
Oh, and the Grimm's fairy tales are some of the best ones, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so brought into the modern day with some music, and that should be a lot of fun. And then a beautiful little piece called The Librarian, which is coming from Ireland.
Oh, do tell.
Which is it's about a librarian who is a bit shy and has a bit of stage fright, and she ends up having to do a tour for a bunch of people at the library and is quite scared to do it, but finds her inspiration in books, in all these brave characters from books. So it's about being yourself and learning how to be brave and being inspired by literature.
Oh, I love that. And if we can get kids into reading and feeling good about themselves, that's a good thing. Any of the old favorites
Absolutely.
Back as well?
Yes, we've got an old favorite, Cuckoo. They've been here a few times, formerly Cuckoo Kangaroo, but now they just go by Cuckoo. So they're coming back with their own brand of silly songs with dance moves that all the kids follow along to. It's a real high-energy concert for the kids.
And it really is a wonderful festival because it's all outside, or for the most part, it's all outside, right surrounding the Arden Theater there. So it's just a beautiful space.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, we've got our future performances are mainly indoors in the theater venues. And then, yes, outside, we have tents all over the beautiful downtown St. Albert area along the little river valley and trails there. And the tents are full of activities and inspiring things for everyone to do.
And smiles on everybody's faces, which is awesome. So tickets are now on sale for schools and for the public as well. And that's what's great is schools can get involved in this and bring down classes.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Generally, the Thursday, Friday are full of lots of schools, although anyone can come any day. And then, yeah, we're open all the way through the weekend as well.
And for all the info you need about the festival, performances and activities, tickets and admission, and the daily schedules, go to stalbert.ca.
For anyone who doesn't know what to do of all the amazing things, we've got a great thing called a Performance Plus Pass. It gives you a show ticket and unlimited access to all of the paid activities.
It really is a lot of fun for kids of all ages. St. Albert International Children's Festival, May 30th through June 2nd in St. Albert. Andrea, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to tell us all about it.
Anytime.